At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
It's been a while, Rick.
Yeah.
How you been?
It's been...
And I'll pause right there. Detective Mattingly, do you recognize the voices in that recording?
I do.
And who are those voices we're hearing?
Myself and Principal Rich Garner.
Does this, in fact, appear to be a correct depiction of the audio recording that you made that day?
Yes.
Your Honor, based on that, the state would move for the admission.
Any objection?
No.
All right. Exhibit 427 is admitted.
And Your Honor, the state would intend to play the exhibit partway through.
All right. If you'll please identify the portions you play when you publish.
And Your Honor, the state will begin to play from minute mark 550.
I hit the wrong door. My ears are at the front. I apologize. I'm Bruce Mattingly with Fremont Sheriff's Office. And the sheriff said that you've been working at trying to get a hold of us.
Yes.
And to talk on the autopsy results. We've been trying to get a hold of you and other family members, but probably been a comedy of errors. We haven't been able to do so.
Okay.
And which is why we showed up here, because we'd like to be able to talk with family, you, because I know you've been... You were the one that made a request,
yes.
Right? So we'd like to be able to do that. And
I'm going to pause here momentarily. Do you know who that female voice is that we're hearing?
That was Emma Daybell.
And did you hear in there where she confirmed she was the one that had requested the autopsy results?
Yes.
I'm going to continue playing. I stopped it at 6:31 for the benefit of the record, and I'll continue playing from 6:31.
Because you're here, and we're here. Want to take a few minutes and talk about that and go over
not
that?
Or... Attorney,
okay. Who is the attorney so we can contact?
So we've worked with Josh Garner before, but right now we don't have an attorney-client relationship with any particular attorney.
Okay. So
We decided we're going to wait and learn what it is when you're ready to release it.
Okay. That is a choice, but we usually just let family, we always let family, personally, I've not had anybody really say that they want to wait. That's a little...
We're just not interested in interviewing, answering any questions. We just want to see it.
Sure. We'd like to at least let you know what's in it and tell you about it. We're not asking for an interview.
I'm going to pause right there, Detective Mattingly. Did you hear Emma... again, declined to see the results?
Yes.
And what did you tell her in relation to whether or not she would have to be subjected to an interview?
I told her she didn't have to do an interview.
For the record, stopped at minute mark 735, and I'll continue playing from there.
So, and of course, like now, if you're always free to leave, you can tell us we're done, anything. We're not looking to ask questions. We do want to just let you know the findings.
And again, stopping at 745, Detective Mattingly, did you again hear yourself confirm she would not have to provide information?
Yes.
And starting again from 749.
And then later the report will, attorneys will get everything. But where we know it's back, you know it's back, we want to let family know.
Okay.
And let people know what the results are. We can't go in depth on the report, but we can talk and give general findings, at least for now. So would you like that? Would you like to do that? What are your... Okay. Do you want me to set that up with Josh?
I'll have him call you.
Okay. Can I give you my card so he knows who to call? That'd be great. What's the number, right?
Yep.
So I said that. He knows me, knows my number. I also, for preparatory, I was hoping to find you, and I'm glad I did. This number on the back is for victim services, which helps with counseling and anything else because you lost your mom. That's what this number's for, is to help with that.
Okay.
It is our prosecutor's office. You don't have to talk to the prosecutor to say, hey, I'm looking for help with victims services. Here, I'll give you that. And that's for you, for the kids, the rest of your siblings. Okay?
Okay.
And then Josh, he can...
Do you have Josh's number?
Yeah.
Okay.
And pausing at 9:23, Detective Mattingly, did you in fact offer Miss Murray contact information for victim services?
I did.
Did you also offer her contact information for the prosecutor's office?
Yes.
What did you expressly tell her in relation to the prosecutor's office?
To call the prosecutor's office for the help with the victim services, and more specifically, she didn't have to talk with anyone with the prosecutors.
And playing from 9:23.
All right. Are they building a new school over there?
They are. Which growing. One is that? So that's going to be a junior high. And then they're taking third grade out of the school. This is K-3. They're moving third grade over there. That's 4-6 right now. And
so you're moving sixth over
grade. Yeah, I'm moving over there across the field. And then they're moving sixth grade over there. There's a junior high down the road that they'll move over there. And then the high school will stay the same. So just... Okay. Kind of wait until it's finished. It was supposed to be done by this fall, but you know
how especially these days.
For sure. So are you increasing the principal?
No, it'll be the current principal of the junior high. I'm not sure what they'll use that building for.
Okay.
There was talk about it being a YMCA, but that was just a Sugar City rumor.
I know how small town rumors go.
Yeah, I think they just want a swimming pool. But yeah, so it'll be mostly just rotation.
All right. So I do want to let you know, because we've been having difficulties trying to get a hold of people. Today was the day that we were able to get other deputies, officers to go out and try and find and make contact one way or another.
Okay.
So if you hear from other family members or you don't, it might be dependent upon if we were able to find them or not. Okay, so I don't want that to be a big blind thing. I just want to let you know, hey, if we haven't been able to get hold of anybody, it's important to let people know or have that opportunity. That's what we were working on. So,
okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm pausing at 11:13. Detective Mattingly, you were informing her that other family members were going to be contacted. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Do you know who some of the other family members that contact was going to be attempted with?
Judge, objection on foundation.
Sustain.
Based on the investigation, did you discuss things with other investigators?
Yes.
And you indicated that you had met and talked about going out to try to provide results to some of the kids, the autopsy results?
Yes.
Do you know who some of the other individuals from the family were that contact was going to be attempted with?
I do.
And who was that?
Judge, objection, still insufficient foundation.
Overruled.
Garth, Daybell, Seth, and Leah.
And was the attempt to reach out to some of those kids going to be done around the same time you were attempting contact with Emma?
Yes.
And at the end of that, did you hear Emma tell you thank you?
She did.
And there was some conversation between you, Emma, and Lieutenant Ball. Did you also hear that?
I did.
I'm going to continue from 11:13.
Josh knows how to get a hold of me. We've talked before. He knows how to get a hold of Vince. Our office is not that big. So have him give us a call. We can go out and sit down with him and you and talk about it. That is true. We were going to do a schedule, but he says, as far as I know, I'm not representing, but maybe things have changed.
Okay.
So, get that ball rolling. I'd like you to know about that.
Okay.
But I'm not going to make anything up or make you do anything. I do want to let you know.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
And stopping at 12:14 or 12:15. Detective Mattingly, at the time you were attempting to share these results with Miss Murray, was this still an active investigation?
It was.
And is it fair to say you were not going to provide her a copy of the autopsy at that time based on that?
Correct.
But you were willing to sit down and go over some of the results with her?
Yes.
There was some talk about an individual named Josh. Do you know who that was in reference to?
I do. That was in reference to attorney Josh Garner.
At any point, did you attempt to make contact with Josh Garner about this?
We did.
What did you learn?
Judge, objection is going to call for hearsay.
Sustained.
Your Honor, and I would argue it's not coming in for the truth of the matter, but for why the officer did what he did next.
Judge, it's absolutely coming in for the truth of the matter.
I'm going to sustain that as hearsay, Ms. Blake.
In the recording, did you hear yourself reference that he'd indicated he wasn't actually representing the kids?
Yes.
And was that in reference to Josh Garner?
Judge, I'm going to move to strike.
It was in the recording.
Overruled.
Yes.
Did Emma ever reach out to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office again in an attempt to get the results?
No.
When you met with Emma, did she tell you anything about concerns regarding her mother's health?
Judge, objection.
Oral.
She did not.
At the very end of the recording, you say something along the lines of, I do want to let you know. What was that in regards to?
It's in regards to the findings from the autopsy result.
So you wanted to make sure that Emma Murray had access and knew the results of that autopsy?
Yes.
And again, Emma Murray declined to hear those results?
She did.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. All right, Mr. Pryor, cross-examination.
Good morning, Detective.
Good morning.
Would you characterize Emma as being polite on that day?
She was.
Responsive?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the autopsy was performed on December 11th of 2019. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you obtained the results on February 18th of 2021?
No, we had to obtain those earlier.
Well, how much earlier did you obtain the results?
I don't recall.
Okay. Well, was it a week?
Probably a little longer.
Was it a month?
Could be about close to that.
Was it possible it was a year you had the results?
No.
Okay. So we know it was close to a month. Is that what you recall?
Thereabouts, yes.
Okay. And you held the results, correct?
Yes.
And then at some point you elected to go notify the family. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And at the time of the autopsy on December 11th, 2019, well, let me go back. On February 18, 2021, providing the family with the results, that wasn't any kind of an investigative concern, was it?
No.
Okay. And a month earlier, when you had the results, was there some sort of investigative concern with providing the family notification of why their mother was exhumed and an autopsy was done, officer?
Yes.
What?
Would you repeat the question?
Yeah. The month before, while you held on to the autopsy, is there some investigative concern as to why you didn't let her know right away?
Yes.
And what was the investigative concern?
On whether or not we can release the autopsies, whether we can provide a copy,
okay,
and how best to go about doing that without violating any rights or with the investigation going on.
So you were concerned about the investigative and not concerned about the rights of the family to know why you exhumed.
Objection, Your Honor. This is argumentative and it misstates the testimony just given.
Sustained.
So was there a concern about protecting the investigation, or was there a concern about holding on to the results until you chose the time to let the family know?
Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative.
Overruled.
You can answer that.
Repeat the question, please.
Was the concern over an investigation, officer, or was the concern for a month that you wanted to figure out how you were going to tell the family and when?
Both, I would say.
Okay. Now, at the time that Tammy Daybell was exhumed, were there concerns about the Daybell five children knowing about why you're exhuming their mother?
Objection, Your Honor, beyond the scope.
So at that time, I was not a part of the investigation.
Okay. So you're not aware of any reason why they just didn't tell Garth, Mark, Leah, Emma, Seth about why their mother was exhumed. Is that correct?
Objection, Your Honor. This has been asked and answered. He said he wasn't part of the investigation at that time.
Sustained.
Okay. I listened to the first part of the tape, officer, and it seems to mention at about 5:50 that Emma says to you, 5:50 on the tape. And if we need to go back and listen to it, it may take me a little bit, but we can do it if we need to.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And at 5:50 on the tape, she makes some statement. Emma makes some statement about trying to get a hold of you folks. Do you remember that?
Yes.
How many times did she try to get a hold of you?
I'm aware of one time.
Are there possibilities that she called other people within your agency or other agencies to get a hold of them about this autopsy results?
Possibly.
Okay. And then you made something comment shortly after that. I believe it was at the 6 or 602 mark where you said something about it's been a comedy of errors. What was the comedy of errors?
I made that statement trying to lighten the situation about where I knew Detective Kai Kakumanu had attempted to reach out, left messages. We hadn't heard any returns.
Okay. So you previously testified that you're aware of at least one instance where Emma Murray reached out to find out why you exhumed their mother and what the results were. And then,
objection, Your Honor, mischaracterizes the testimony. There was nothing about exhuming.
Sustained.
Okay. Moved to strike.
Strike that.
So you're aware of one phone call where you're discussing with Emma, you're trying to discuss with Emma the results of the autopsy. And you're saying that because of all this difficulty communicating with the family, the expression you use to Emma is a comedy of errors to lighten the situation about telling her why her mother died, right?
Objection, Your Honor. Ask and answered and mischaracterizes testimony.
It's a light situation to tell a...
Mr. Breyer didn't even answer the question yet before you...
I'm going to withdraw the question, Judge. And I'll ask another question if I may.
Go ahead.
It's a light situation to notify a daughter as to why their mother died. Is that what you're saying?
Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative, mischaracterizes testimony.
Sustained.
Move to strike.
Strike that.
Okay. You made a comment about to take a few minutes and talk about the autopsy results, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't just a matter of letting her know what the results were, right? You wanted to talk to her about it.
About the autopsy results, right. Yes.
You couldn't just tell her what the results found, right?
I didn't want to just throw that out there, no.
Okay. You wanted to talk about it, right?
Yes.
Now, as a detective, there's been previous testimony about carrying body cams and recorders. Was it your normal policy to have a body cam and a recorder on when you interview witnesses?
We don't have a policy on that.
Okay. So you chose in this instance to wear a recorder, is that right?
I did.
Did you take an instance to wear a body cam as well?
No.
So there's no policy on it, but in this instance, what you were really trying to do was to capture what her reaction would be when you told her about the results. Isn't that true?
Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative.
Sustained.
Move to strike.
Strike that question.
Isn't it true your motive to talk to Emma Murray was to gauge a reaction on tape?
No.
So with this discussion about her wanting to get a lawyer, well, let me strike that. So from the time she's exhumed to December 11th of 2019 to February 18, 2021, approximately 14 months. In the interim during that time, from let's start in December of 2019 when she was exhumed, and for each and every month, at any time did you go over and try to talk to Emma Murray about what the results of her mother's autopsy was?
What were those dates again?
Well, the day she was exhumed, December 11, 2019, and the day you approached Emma for the first time personally was February 18, 2021, right?
Correct.
And during those interim times, did you, or anybody from your office to your knowledge, go up to any member of the Murray family and say, "We're waiting on the results"? Did you do that?
No.
Did you go up to anybody in the Murray family or the Daybell family other than Chad and say, "There's been some delays in us getting the report, but we really would like to talk to you and we'll do some pre-planning to do that"? Did you do that?
I did not.
Okay. So after 14 months, your organization decided in mass that you're going to hit all of the kids and wear recorders and try to go tell the kids about what's going on, correct?
Objection, Your Honor. Misstates the testimony. Argumentative.
Overruled.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then at some point, you know who Josh Garner is, right?
I do.
You've had encounters with him, correct?
Yes.
And at some point, you were aware that Emma had retained Josh Garner, correct?
We learned that she had not.
Prior to that time, were you aware that she had made had representation through him?
Yes.
Okay. So you knew that there was a potential connection there, correct?
Correct.
And would you really blame her, Emma, if after 14 months of not hearing anything from your organization, she's a little skeptical to talk to you folks about what you're wanting to say to her?
Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative.
Sustained.
Move to strike.
Strike that question.
You did mention that you weren't interested in interviewing her and asking any questions. You did say that, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. So your explanation is that you wanted to be more sensitive to her about letting her know what the results were, correct?
Absolutely.
And you wanted to sit down with her and have an opportunity while the recorder's on to gauge her reaction, right?
I wanted to sit down and discuss that with her, not just for any reaction.
And then at the end, when you're talking about the school, was that also a police tactic to sort of soften her a little bit so that maybe she would open up and talk to you about things?
That was Lieutenant Ron Ball who had made that statement and questioned her about that.
Well, I don't care who made the statement. I asked whether it was a police tactic.
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation.
Sustained.
Move to strike.
Strike that question.
And then you suggested to her that she get information from the victim services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the victim services, is that an office within the prosecutor's office?
The prosecutor's office helps manage victim services.
So the fancy way of saying that is the prosecutor has the authority over victim services, or the when you say manage, they supervise the victim services program, correct?
As I understand, correct.
Okay. So the prosecutor's office, that would be the same prosecutor's office that issued the order to exhume Tammy Daybell, right?
Objection, Your Honor. This is misstates evidence. Prosecutor's offices don't issue orders.
Well, all right, Ms. Blake, this is part of the reason why I don't like speaking objections, because now you put that out there. I'm overruling the objection. If the witness knows the answer, he may answer that, and you can correct that on redirect.
Would you ask that again, please?
Well, the prosecutor's office was the organization in Madison County and Fremont County to pursue trying to get an order to have Tammy Daybell's body exhumed, correct?
That was done through a prosecutor's office, I believe, in Utah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the information was to obtain, or the purpose was to obtain information around surrounding an investigation of Tammy Daybell in this area as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. So would it surprise you if Emma Murray would be quite hesitant to approach an organization affiliated with the prosecutor's office when she wasn't told her mother was being exhumed?
Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative. Calls for speculation.
Sustained.
So you gave her information from organizations that are managed and organized by the prosecutor's office, correct?
Yes.
And the purpose of that was that they could utilize those services to maybe have someone talk to them about what's going on in the case, right?
Among other things.
What are the other things?
Such as counseling.
Okay. And you're very concerned about the counseling with the Daybell children 14 months after their mother was exhumed, right?
Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative.
Overruled.
Yes.
Well, why weren't you so concerned on the day their mother was exhumed and she wasn't, and the full family on both sides wasn't notified that they were taking their mother out of her burial site.
Objection, Your Honor. This is argumentative.
Sustained.
I have to strike.
Nothing else, Judge. Thank you.
All right. That last question of counsel is stricken. That concludes cross. Ms. Blake, you can redirect.
Detective Mattingly, counsel asked you about Emma being polite. Is that fair?
Yes.
From what you heard in the audio, were you also polite?
I believe I was.
Was Detective Ball polite?
He was.
Were any threats made to Emma?
None.
And you testified the autopsy report, maybe the results had come in approximately a month before, give or take?
Yes.
And you, in fact, were there to try to share the results of that report with Ms. Marie, is that correct?
Correct.
And she declined?
She did.
As part of your employment and work in law enforcement, have you ever been involved in death notifications?
Several.
Do you generally just go and blurt out what the cause of someone's death is?
No.
Do you generally want to sit down and have that conversation?
I do.
And in this case, you were trying to share autopsy results regarding Emma Marie's mother. Is that correct?
Yes.
Would it be fair to say in your experience that you would want to sit down and discuss with someone when there's been a finding by a medical examiner that the death was homicide by asphyxiation?
I would.
I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blake. That'll conclude Detective Mattingly's testimony then. And where this is rebuttal, I don't believe he would be recalled for any reason. Is that correct?
He would not, Your Honor. The state would release him.
Okay. You are released from any subpoena you had, Detective Mattingly. Thank you for coming in and testifying today. You can go ahead and step down.
Thank you.
All right. Does the state have another witness to call today?
We do not have additional witnesses for today, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you, counsel. The court was advised, as was the jury, of our likely schedule for today. So we are going to recess for the day. We've also got tomorrow off, and we'll resume on Tuesday with additional rebuttal. Is that correct, Ms. Blake?
That is correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, then we are going to recess for the day. This is a long break for you. You've continued to comply with the court's admonishing instruction. I wanted to put some special emphasis on that just because in the likely event, being this a holiday weekend, you might be around lots of friends and family. Please advise anyone that is curious about your jury service that you're simply not permitted to talk about the case. I think people generally are pretty good to understand and respect that if you are telling them that that's simply the order of the court. I do appreciate your attentiveness. We'll return on Tuesday for additional testimony. And again, I'll admonish you, please don't discuss the case or talk about any of the testimony with anyone else or with each other. You can only do that during deliberations, and please don't do anything to investigate anything about this case while we have this long recess. So we will return for further testimony starting Tuesday morning. And I appreciate all those in attendance today complying with the courtroom conduct order. With that, then, we'll be in recess until Tuesday.
Right, please.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.